It's time to talk non-league because Runcorn Linnets, you're right, Maremba, got promoted last season and it has been a blistering start to life in the Northern Premier League West Division for them as well. They sit fourth in the table after seven games, just a point behind the joint leaders Ratcliffe and Prescott Cables. And I'm delighted to be joined by their manager, Michael Ellison. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt. You okay?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And you must be thrilled with how you've started life in the Northern Premier League West Division.
Yeah, I'm super pleased. I mean, I think if you'd asked me before the season started, whether it took five wins out of seven, I'd have bit your hand off, to be honest. So, yeah, we're pleased the way things are going. Not really pleased with Saturday's performance, if I'm being honest with you, but I've had a couple of days to calm down since then. So, yeah, all in all, it's been a good start.
Yeah, you've got a chance to get over that later on this evening, so we'll talk about that game in a moment or two. But why do you think you have adapted to the division so well?
I think the important thing is it was keeping the nucleus of the squad together. We always believe we had Evo stick players in the side last season and the season before. So we knew the players were capable. And if you keep that nucleus and add one or two, I think that's the main reason, to be honest. A lot of the lads we've got in the squad have played at Evo stick level and higher anyway. So we knew we were more than capable to compete in the division. And it seemed to be that way at the minute.
Yeah, and you've been knocking on the door to go up for quite some time as well. Three consecutive seasons between 2013-14 and 2015-16. You finished second, fourth then in 2016-17, and then eventually won the division last year. So I guess because you have been knocking on the door for so long, maybe that made it a little bit easier.
Yes, I think so. It certainly helps. I think, obviously, I was playing the times we finished second in those three seasons. It was really tough to take, and I think that stood us in good stead, obviously, when we did get promoted. But, you know, last season was the season we knew. As I say, we kept the squad together and we went at it from first whistle, from the first game, and we just progressed from there, yeah.
And looking at the table, great to have so many local games in it, but there's also quite a lot of long journeys, despite it being a West Division. That means you can go a long way north and a long way south.
Yeah, it's not too bad. There was talk before obviously the restructuring was done of us being in the south, which would have been an absolute nightmare logistically and obviously travelling wise for the players and the fans. So the fact that it's the west is a lot easier. There's a couple of long ones. You know, we've got Kendal and a few others and Colwyn Bay, but it's worked out okay, to be honest with you. And the fact that there is a lot of local sides in there, there's a few derbies and there's a few clubs you know pretty well. So just add a little bit more spice to the games.
It's been a fantastic start and being at home has clearly been the bedrock so far with three wins out of three.
Yes, the home form is certainly key in any league season, I think, especially with the fan base we've got. I'm sure we've been the highest attendance in the division so far, or it's either first or second. So to come up in league and still have the attendance, we're hoping to build on that. It's a real plus point for us, and it's something that will be key moving in throughout the season.
And how are you enjoying yourself, testing yourselves against these teams who've been established at this level for some time?
It's good. As I say, there's a step up in quality. We knew that. The physical aspects are a lot different. The sides are physically stronger and fitter. But yeah, it's good. I mean, a lot of the clubs we know pretty well anyway, a lot of the players we know. And as I say, the majority of our squad have played at this level before, so it wasn't too much of a surprise. But as I say, I know it's a cliche, but we just take each game as it comes. And we just go from there. It's as simple as that, to be honest.
How big is that step up then, or how significant is it, do you think, from the North West Counties League?
I don't think it's huge. There's obviously a difference. Like I said before, there's certainly a difference in quality. The physical aspect for me, and I think that the thing for me is the games are always close. I think if the five out of the seven games we've won really could have been either way. You know, they've been close games. So, you know, you're never home and hosed. Without not being disrespectful to the league we were in last year, there's times where you go to teams and you can get two or three goal starts and it was over. But other teams are always in the game. Like I say, all those wins could have went either way. So we're just lucky enough to get over the line in them. So the games are real, real close. You'd have to stay concentrated for 90 minutes. So that's the big difference for me.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time and I'm speaking to the Runcorn Linnets manager, Michael Ellison. You play Mossley tonight and you'll be keen to get that Atherton Collieries defeat out of your system.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing that we're playing tonight, to be honest with you. It gives the lads an opportunity to bounce back. We certainly went at the races on Saturday. It's probably, I'd have to say, our worst performance up to date. Not taking it away from Adam Coles, who, you know, he deserved the victory, but we lost the game 3-2 on the day, but I think that flattered us, to be honest with you. it could have been more. So, yeah, looking forward to tonight's game and hopefully getting a reaction from the lads. And as I say, it's an opportunity for them to put things right.
Absolutely. And you play Atherton again at the weekend as well in
the
FA Cup.
We do. It's a side we know pretty well. I know the manager over there, a few of our players know their players pretty well. So there's a little bit of spice in the game. And as I say, to play, I'd never like playing teams so close together, but especially after getting beat on the Saturday. But like I say, again, it's all about opportunities. Hopefully we can get a result tonight and then go into the game on Saturday with a little bit of confidence. I think some of the lads are chomping at the bit, to be honest with you.
FA Trophy, apologies, not the FA Cup. But you've already had one real good cup win, though, this month. That was against Warrington last week as well. So how much confidence does a result like that give you?
Really good. Like I say, we played well on the night. Made a couple of changes, so did Warrington. But yeah, it does, and it was important to keep the run going. As I said to the boys, there's no better habit to get into than winning games, and we've been doing that of late, obviously, prior to Saturday. But yeah, I thought it was just important to just keep the winning run going, and that's always key. It breeds confidence, and it showed that we can still win football games. We're making a few changes as well.
How important, when you have just been promoted, are the cup competitions? Because you're involved in quite a few of them when you're in this league.
Yeah, you can look at it both ways. Obviously, you want to win every game you play. It was disappointing to go out in the FA Cup because of the financial benefits for the club. That was tough to take, but we just want to win every game. And if there's a pot at the end of it, great. We'll just, as I say, we'll just take each game as it comes. It can be detrimental. I say some teams had really good runs, and if you think of 1874. Last year had a really, really good run, and I think the league form suffered. I think he was something like 15 games behind the rest of the league, which didn't help them. So I suppose there's pros and cons to it.
Absolutely. The game tonight then, 7:45 kick-off. As I say, you will be hoping to get that defeat at the weekend out of your system. What are the hopes for the rest of the season? And if I'd asked you in the summer, what would have been the aims for this year?
I think primarily the main thing is to stay in the league. I think that's key. That was always the first thing, stay in the league. Like I say, there's no pressure from the club, there's no pressure on us. I think it's pretty much a free swing for us this season. And all we'll do is just keep taking every game as it comes and just try and accumulate as many points as we can and see where we end up at the end of the season.
Well, if you can end up where you are at the moment, then that will be a remarkable finish. So, Michael, best of luck for the remainder of the season and best of luck for tonight as well.
Cheers, Matt.